Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai.
Today we're celebrating the Holy Appearance Day of Sri Advaita Acharya, member of the Panchatattva Club, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are beginning our build-up for Gaura Purnima, the Appearance Day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next Wednesday, of course, is Nityananda's appearance day. Unfortunately, I have to leave in the morning, early in the morning, and fly on that day because of airlines situations. Yes. More and more, we can start meditating on the Panchatattva and their most charitable gift of love of Krishna. Use this build-up to Gaura Purnima to try and understand more and more Lord Chaitanya and his associates. At least in terms of how no one has ever been more magnanimous and charitable than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Just try to understand that much, and you're well on your way to advancing in Krishna consciousness. Vande tang Srimad Advaita.
Vande tang Srimad Advaita.
Chayam adbhuta cheshtitam.
Chayam adbhuta cheshtitam.
Yasya prasadat agyopi.
Yasya prasadat agyopi.
Tatsarupam narupayat. Vande tang Srimad Advaita.
Vande tang Srimad Advaita.
Chayam adbhuta cheshtitam.
Chayam adbhuta cheshtitam.
Yasya prasadat agyopi.
Yasya prasadat agyopi.
Tatsarupam narupayat.
Tatsarupam narupayat.
Vande tang Srimad Advaita.
Vande tang Srimad Advaita.
Chayam adbhuta cheshtitam. Yasya prasadat agyopi. Tatsarupam narupayat. Vande. I offer my respectful obeisances.
Tam.
Unto him.
Srimat.
With all opulences.
Advaita Acharyam.
Sri Advaita Acharya. adbhutakcheshtitam, whose activities are wonderful. Yasya, of whom, prasadat, by the mercy. Agya api,
even a foolish person.
Tatsarupam, his characteristics. Nirupayet,
may describe.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Om again at Chimarandasya, Gananjana Shlakaya, Chakshun Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasavi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes, by his mercy, even foolish persons can describe his characteristics. What are those characteristics of Sri Advaita Acharya? He is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, a very intimate limb of Mahavishnu. As you know, Mahavishnu is the first Purusha avatar who glances over the material energy and injects the conditioned souls into the material world. And by the reflection of his body, he activates the material energy. So Mahavishnu has an intimate limb who is Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains Advaita Acharya in relation to Mahavishnu here. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Because he, Advaita Acharya, is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Now, how is it that that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Advaita Acharya, appears in this world? His specific appearance in this world is for bringing into the world the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that two persons were responsible for Lord Chaitanya coming to this world, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur. Advaita Acharya looked, he scanned the environment around him at the time. It's 500 years or more ago in Navadvip. And by his study of the environment, he could see no trace of bhakti. Everywhere, he said, people are performing pious activities or sinful activities. No one is performing bhakti, not even a trace. This situation overwhelmed Advaita Acharya, And out of compassion, he took up the mission to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the world. He thought only Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead, can deal with this situation. What did Lord Advaitacharya do? He worshipped the Lord with Gangajal, water from the Ganges, and tulsi leaves. He did his puja in that way. And with loud cries, he called for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya in this world. The loud cries of Sri Advaita Acharya, of course, have nothing to do with material sound and the material cosmos. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Advaita Acharya, called for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya in this world. Haridas Thakur also was responsible for the Lord's appearance. He called for the Lord's appearance by just chanting japa in his cave. We must understand the compassion of Advaitacharya. He acutely felt for the sufferings of people in ignorance. As devotees, we should today beg Advaitacharya that we can also have compassion, that we become empowered with our eyes to see the suffering of people at the hands of material nature, that we not take it casually, that we not become so preoccupied with our own real and imaginary problems that we cannot see the sufferings of others. Anyone who has taken to devotional service is the most fortunate. Sometimes, though, we become very familiar with our good fortune and we become mentally and physically absorbed, and in this way we take our eyes off the road, so to speak. But today, let us beg Sri Advaita Acharya that we can take our compassion to a deeper level. Let us increase our compassion. Let us not become complacent. Let us work more to reach out to others with a pure spirit of trying to give them the greatest gift. In this way, you'll be able to touch others' hearts when they feel that you actually simply care for their well-being and their advancement in Krishna consciousness. Advaitacharya, in his scan of the environment, in his study of the people around, he felt acutely for their ignorance. If we're actually going to do good for ourselves and do good for others, we need this vision of compassion. First, you have to be compassionate upon yourself so that you don't disturb yourself and you don't put yourself in unnecessary anxiety. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, that person who doesn't put anyone into anxiety, that person is very dear to me, Lord Krishna says. Now, not putting others into anxiety also includes yourself. You'll be very dear to Krishna if you don't put yourself into anxiety. So charity begins at home. First, try to see how you may be disturbing yourself, putting yourself into so many unnecessary situations, clinging to fruitless entanglements, and becoming like a kitten entangled in a ball of yarn and you refuse to extricate yourself. Yes, first make sure you don't give yourself anxiety. Then see how you can avoid giving others anxiety. Even higher than avoiding to give others anxiety is to help relieve the anxiety of others. The soul can only be pacified, it can only be solaced by devotional service. The devotees of the Panchatattva understand this point. We are not working hard simply to spread religious belief. No, we are working hard to spread active engagement in the Lord's devotional service. The technology of bhakti, seva. That service is so potent that it can conquer Lord Krishna himself. Krishna has arranged the system in that way, that he will come under the control of a devotee's love because of that devotee's devotional service. Love means service. Krishna does not easily give out devotional service, as you know, but as Lord Chaitanya, he freely distributes it. It is Advaitacharya who brought about the presence of Lord Chaitanya in this world. Let us meditate on the characteristics of Advaitacharya. His compassion. Just as Advaitacharya would worship the Lord with tulsi leaves and Ganges water and loud cries, with the express purpose to bring the Lord into this world. Similarly, let us dedicate ourselves to increasing our spiritual potency so that Krishna will use us. We want, especially Krishna as Lord Chaitanya, to use us to accomplish his purposes. That is the most serious occupation in life and the most effective occupation in life. Economic changes, political changes, environmental changes come and go. But if you want to benefit persons in a lasting way, then you must become qualified to introduce persons to bhakti, love and devotion, pure love and devotion. Advaitacharya is so powerful that he brings Lord Chaitanya into the world and he also can send Lord Chaitanya away. Now you might ask, why would Advaitacharya want to send Lord Chaitanya away? Near the end of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Advaitacharya was in Navadvip and Lord Chaitanya was in Puri. And Advaitacharya sent a message via Jagannanda Pandit to Lord Chaitanya, which said, it was very mystical, like a sonnet, mystical poetry. The message said, in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Everyone has become mad with ecstatic love. I myself, Advaitacharya, have also become mad with ecstatic love. And all those who have become mad with ecstatic love are no longer interested in material desires. Lord Chaitanya heard that message and became silent. Srup Damodar, intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, wanted to know, what is this message? What does this message mean? Actually, Srup Damodar understood, but still he was asking Lord Chaitanya for clarification. Lord Chaitanya simply said, Advaitacharya, he does things like this. He writes poems that no one can understand. Then he added, Advaitacharya invites the deity into the world, worships him, and then when he wants, he sends the deity away. So from that point on, Lord Chaitanya's absorption, ecstatic love of Krishna and the mood of Srimati Radharani increased even more. The devotees who understood this sonnet, they became a bit morose because they knew what it meant. That Advaita Acharya had called Lord Chaitanya into the world, and now Advaita Acharya was saying, your mission has been fulfilled. Everyone is mad with ecstatic love. There's no more demand for rice in the marketplace. The whole world is saturated with the love of Krishna. Now you may go. Although Advaita Acharya had such power, he always considered himself a servant of Lord Chaitanya. You see, the members of the Vishnu Tattva in the Panchatattva, Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they did not display the inconceivable opulences of Godhead. They demonstrated servitorship to the Supreme Lord. Although Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he always presented himself as the servant of Lord Chaitanya. Even though Lord Chaitanya would treat Advaita Acharya as his senior, as his superior. You see, Advaita Acharya is the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Advaita Acharya's godbrother is Ishwar Puri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always treating Advaita Acharya as his elder in age and also spiritual elder. He would be very respectful to Advaita Acharya. But Advaita Acharya always saw himself as servant of Lord Chaitanya. That was his ecstasy. Being the servant of Lord Chaitanya. And he would recommend that position for everyone. You see, even if you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Tattva, still, you derive more pleasure by being a servant of the Lord. This is the inconceivable paradox we've discussed before, that the incarnations of Godhead would rather be devotees to taste the pleasure of being a devotee. They'd rather forget that they are God and be a devotee. And what is the disease of the conditioned soul? The conditioned soul would rather forget that he or she is the servant of the Lord and you want to imitate God. Just see the madness. Devotional service is so ecstatic that the Lord himself wants to be a devotee and taste devotional service. And we are in the material world because we want to imitate God as the enjoyer. To help us out of our delusion, the Panchatattva comes. And even though Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and of course Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu always present themselves as servants of Lord Chaitanya. Every day Lord Chaitanya would go to the temple. When he was in Jagannath Puri, he would visit the temple every day to see the Jagannath deities. And then he would visit the house of Haridas Thakur at Siddhabakul in Jagannath Puri. Because Haridas Thakur couldn't enter the temple of Jagannath. But Jagannath, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would come and visit Haridas Thakur. After visiting Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya would go back to his room at the house of Kashi Mishra. And then Advaita Acharya would come and visit him. Lord Chaitanya would be in his room chanting japa. his beads, and Advaitacharya would come in and worship Lord Chaitanya with scented water for washing his mouth and feet. He would smear on the body of Lord Chaitanya very exquisite sandalwood paste. He would offer prayers, obeisances. And then what would Lord Chaitanya do? He would take whatever articles of worship were left over and he would worship Advaitacharya. And Lord Chaitanya would say a mantra, Yosi Sosi Namostute. Whoever you are, you are. In any case, I offer my obeisances to you. And while Lord Chaitanya was worshipping Advaitacharya with whatever puja articles were remaining, whatever flowers, Tulsi Manjari also, Advaitacharya would put Tulsi Manjari on the head of Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then when he was finished, Lord Chaitanya would take the Tulsi Manjaris and flowers and offer them to Advaitacharya and say that mantra. And while Lord Chaitanya is worshipping Advaitacharya, he would make funny sounds in his mouth. Of course, the relationship between Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu is also very fascinating. Advaitacharya would consider Nityananda Prabhu to be like a reject Paramahansa when they would sit down to take prasad. They would have these mock battles. Advaitacharya prepared a huge feast. You can read the description in Majjalila Chaitanya Charitamrita, just verse after verse describing the preparations in the feast. And then Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, Advaitacharya would sit to honor the feast. This is at Advaitacharya's house. And Nityananda Prabhu would look at the immense quantity of food and exclaim, I was hoping to break my fast today, but I see there's not enough here to even fill half my belly. And Advaitacharya would respond, why are you you're spoiling my religious principles? I've invited this unknown mendicant to my house. I don't know what his standard is. I don't know what his parampara is. This reject Paramahansa, no repute. And then Lord Nityananda would get angry and pick up some rice and throw it at it. And then some of the rice would cling to Advaitacharya and he would start dancing in ecstasy. Oh, I've been hit with rice thrown by Nityananda Prabhu. These are some of the interactions of the Panchatattva. They are a challenge to impersonalists. As we point out, the impersonalists say, everything is one. There's no variety. There's just pure oneness. Kevala Dvaita. And the Panchatattva says, oh, you say everything is one? Well, now how do you understand us when everything is five? They are a challenge to monism. And the behavior between Nityananda, Dvaita, and Lord Chaitanya is a challenge to monists. You see the variety not only amongst the part and parcel living entities, but you also see the variety amongst the Vishnu Tattva, the incarnations of Godhead themselves. Remember the compassion of Advaita Acharya. Compassion is very important for followers of Lord Chaitanya. We should beg Advaitacharya that compassion can make our hearts beat. We don't want to rest peacefully while others suffer. It is my deep desire that at least some of you allow your hearts to become infused with this deep compassion for the suffering of conditioned souls, and that you voluntarily take up the inconvenience of trying to give Krishna consciousness to persons who think they're completely fine and all right. Besides the compassion of Advaitacharya, we can also meditate on his eagerness. He always demonstrated eagerness to teach the science of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya ordered him, give Krishna consciousness to even the lowest of persons. That order comes down to us. The standard of so-called civilization today is the lowest. Yet, we are trying to distribute Krishna consciousness in these circumstances. The lowest are trying to help the lowest. But because Advaitacharya had the eagerness upon receiving the order of Lord Chaitanya to distribute Krishna consciousness to the lowest, we are eager to assist the Panchatattva in doing that. Please don't lose sight of your mission. Please don't become so self-absorbed that you lose the plot and forget that you are representatives of the Panchatattva through disciplic succession. The more the Panchatattva chanted and danced, the more the flood of God increased, the flood of love of God increased. So you also chant and dance constantly and cause the ocean of love of Krishna to overflow. You take up the mission of the Panchatattva to distribute Krishna consciousness to every person. That is the most worthy work. That is the proper expression of your energies. Everyone has some energy. What is the best use of your energy? There's no greater use of your energy than in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Although Lord Chaitanya always treated Advaitacharya as his superior, Advaitacharya was not interested in that. He always wanted to be seen as a servant of Lord Chaitanya. He even would scheme so that Lord Chaitanya would chastise him. Advaitacharya thought, Lord Chaitanya treats me with such respect, such veneration. I don't taste the nectar of correction and chastisement from him. So Advaitacharya came up with a plan how to become chastised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He began to lecture here and there on Mayavad philosophy. And when Lord Chaitanya found that out, he came chasing after Advaitacharya. And Advaitacharya was in ecstasy. Ah, at last, he's chastising me, at last, at last. We can see how this aversion to Mayavadis comes down through disciplic succession. Srila Prabhupada had a particular distaste for Mayavadis. That is the way of the parampara. So Advaitacharya aroused the anger of Lord Chaitanya by teaching Mayavad philosophy, and then Advaitacharya got his desired result. He got chastisement from Lord Chaitanya. He was so happy. Now he's not treating me as a superior anymore. we can speak about. The inconceivable glories of Advaitacharya. I thought today that we can meditate on how we can increase our servitorship to Lord Chaitanya and his associates. We can try to squeeze out more from our hearts, which have been so dried and cracked by Kali Yuga, hard baked in the intense sun of Kali Yuga. If we can squeeze out more bhakti, more compassion for others. And when you care for others, that means you're willing to undergo inconvenience for them. It's not just that your heart throbs with some warm feeling, oh, I care. No. That you care for others means you're willing to voluntarily experience inconvenience for someone else's sake. Now, that doesn't mean we just arbitrarily choose ways that we're going to go out of our way and even suffer for others. No, we follow Krishna's prescription how to voluntarily undergo inconvenience. We don't concoct. We try to give others Krishna consciousness. That is the only cure for all their problems. Sometimes people misunderstand because we don't evidently go out of our way for solving people's material problems, apparently. But that's not true. If you solve the Krishna conscious problem, you also solve their material problems. Even from the material point of view, the whole world will be a better place if people no longer indulge in intoxication, illicit sex, meeting, and gambling, even from the material point of view. So you're doing material charity, the best material charity, just by getting encouraging people to follow the regular principles. And of course, even more important than that, you are giving persons a chance to engage in Krishna's service by chanting his name, engaging their other senses in practical service to the Lord. That is the only solution for their bag of material problems that will never end. Make sure that when you want to care for others and reach out for others, that you understand what will really help them. The servant of the Panchatattva is firmly convinced only Krishna consciousness will help them. I'll undergo inconvenience so that others will be Krishna conscious. That is the example set by Srila Prabhupada. And he wanted to pass that inheritance down to us. He inherited through disciplic succession. Those of you who have read Lilamrita, you see all the sacrifice that Srila Prabhupada went through to bring Krishna consciousness around the world. You have all read the just the abridged Lilamrita? How many have read the unabridged Lilamrita? Yes, so when you get a chance, you should read the unabridged Lilamrita to get some appreciation of such an unparalleled effort to serve Lord Chaitanya. You could just say, well, what can I do? It's just me. I mean, why is my contribution so important? I mean, just look at me. Just a victim of Kali Yuga. Crazy mind, wild body. How can I be of any use to Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But you should not excuse yourself like that. You should be eager to take the opportunity. And in this way, you'll be able to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The more unselfish you become, the more ecstatic the atmosphere will be where such devotees congregate. Even when you take care of yourself, you're taking care of yourself so you can help others. That is Lord Chaitanya's movement. You take proper care of yourself, because unless you take proper care of yourself, how are you going to care for others? So even that act of taking care of ourselves is based on always thinking, I have to be in shape, I have to be in good health, I have to be well rested, I have to be properly focused in my Krishna consciousness so that I can give Krishna to others. In this way you start to rest for Krishna, eat for Krishna, exercise for Krishna. And more you begin to understand the art of voluntarily sacrificing for Krishna, voluntarily accepting inconveniences. And your whole life becomes absorbed by this mission. So please don't think that, oh, this is all too much for me. Who am I? What difference can I make anyway? Yes. Lord Chaitanya told Advaita Acharya, give Krishna consciousness even to the lowest of persons. So if you think you are the lowest, then you are prime candidate. I can see, I was just thinking yesterday, so many of you, I remember when you first took up Krishna consciousness, so spaced out, so useless. Practically all of you in this room, I can remember when you started. Even Krishna Loka. And how it is that you have become more productive on behalf of Lord Chaitanya. It's somehow or other, you made your life, you molded your life so that Lord Chaitanya would use you. We want to increase that. A selfish life is a miserable life. A life in which you just try to suit yourself and your petty material desires. Very boring. Nothing compares to a life of sacrifice for Lord Chaitanya and his associates. That sacrifice can be done in many ways, as the Bhagavatam states, pranaya artaya diya vacha. You can sacrifice your life. You can sacrifice your wealth, your intelligence, your words. Please display to the people the joy of sacrificing for Krishna. Today, try to adopt the vision of Advaita Acharya based on his mercy. Look around you and see the suffering of people in dense darkness of ignorance. So attached to such a momentary life with its momentary pleasures, they refuse to look and see anything else. They actually don't want to look and see. They're so focused on the present moment and what their senses can feel at the present moment. This is animal life. Animals are just like that. They just deal with what's right in front of their nose. Does it smell good or does it smell bad? That's animal life. A human being is meant to have the extended vision. Where did I come from? Where am I going? Who am I? But can't you see right in front of your eyes, people are being reduced more and more to animals? You beg Advaitacharya that you can see this. Now, Advaitacharya, the times when he appeared in this world, Navadvipa, a bit more than 500 years ago, there were so many cultured brahmanas, aristocratic brahmanas. It was brahmana culture. But Advaitacharya is complaining, there's no bhakti. Now you don't see any brahmana culture. The brahmanas during the time of Advaitacharya were very proud, aristocratic, experts in logic and reason, word jugglery, metaphysical arguing. And still Advaitacharya is saying, I don't see a trace of bhakti. What a woeful situation. Now, what would Advaitacharya say? You don't even have material human civilization. People are suffering. Even in New Zealand, people are suffering. I was talking to one person last night, and while talking, I didn't even discuss what the person was going through or the history of that person. Just speaking in general about the ignorance of material life. It's pointlessness and the soothing balm of bhakti yoga. And I just saw tears in that person's eyes. That acknowledging their suffering, pointlessness. Even though from the external point of view, it looked like the person had everything together. It looked like life was nice in an external way. But inside, there's such pain. You beg Advaitacharya that you can see that and not just go along blindly. Well, I particularly like Krishna consciousness, but I mean the others, I mean if they have something else to do, that's fine. I mean, I'm happy chanting and dancing and feasting. And no, your vision must become more penetrating than that. So you actually see the suffering caused by such huge amounts of ignorance. I wonder how many of you take it as your occupational duty to become qualified to reach out and help others. We always explain that if you want to care, you have to become qualified. If you want to love, you have to become qualified. I wonder how many of you want to take the time and make the effort to become qualified to care and to love. How much is it worth to you? Next, let us consider the ecstatic joys of being the servant of Lord Chaitanya. Advaitacharya demonstrated that. He would be quiet, and suddenly he would stand up and shout, I'm the servant of Lord Chaitanya, I'm the servant of Lord Chaitanya, I'm the servant of his servants. Nityananda Prabhu and I are servants of Lord Chaitanya. And he would sit down and be quiet. You can try that today. suddenly you could just stand up and say like that. Then you could sit down. I don't recommend you do it at work, though. Those of you who are here at the center today or in your ashrams, you can just do that. Suddenly I'm the servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm the servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm the servant of his servants. And you just sit down quietly. And this way you can celebrate Advaita Acharya's appearance day. He wants you to understand that service, devotional service, is the topmost benediction. Those of you who take devotional service seriously, you'll attract Krishna's attention. You attract Krishna's attention by doing service in such a way that you put your heart and soul into it. You pay attention to every detail because this is your offering through parampara to Krishna. Of course, the disciple always thinks, I'm assisting my spiritual master in his service to Krishna. Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu demonstrate that there's nothing greater to be than a servant of Lord Chaitanya. They would rather forget that they are Supreme Personalities of Godhead, and they would just rather be servants, be devotees. Let us think about those points. And today, try to go deeper into the compassion and eagerness demonstrated by Advaita Acharya. Let us not be satisfied with whatever little efforts we're doing here. We want to go to another level. So I'm hoping that some of you will, at least some of you will, take that into your hearts. Let's expand. But in order to expand, we have to become more Krishna conscious. I wonder how many of you are wanting to sacrifice in that way. Why should we feel content and rest on our haunches? Why not push forward even more? Maybe we can't see how to increase. Think, oh, we're maxed out. We've reached the level. We can't go beyond this. How much more can I do? If I do any more, won't get any sleep. I won't have any reading time. Guru Maharaj will get on my case because I'm not reading. And how can I do any more? You can do more by Krishna's empowerment. Krishna, just like, how many of you have, I'm sure so many of you have talked to persons who are just starting to chant Hare Krishna. And they all almost always say the same thing. How do you chant 16 rounds? How do you ever find the time to do that, right? They all say that. And then they start, and then they all find out that they can do it. Well, actually, I found I have more time. I was wasting so much time before. They all think, how do you chant 16 rounds? You thought like that, huh? Wow, this is impossible. So similarly, we're thinking, how can I do more for Krishna? It's impossible. I've reached my limit. I've been practicing Krishna consciousness for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years. I've reached my limit. I've peaked. No, think you just begun. Now, you may not be able to see how you can increase, but you beg Krishna to show you how you can increase. So on Advaita Acharya's appearance day, on Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day, Lord Chaitanya's appearance day. You please beg for an increase, even though you can't see how to increase. I know that you can't see how to increase, but I also know that if you beg the Panchatattva to give you the vision how to increase, it'll happen. First, there has to be the desire. The flood of love of God is always expanding, but that expansion is based on quality. Srila Prabhupada said you can take water and dilute the milk, make it thinner, or you can boil the milk and it becomes thicker. So we want to boil the milk, make the milk thicker, and expand in that way. We don't want to dilute. We want to keep the same standards and increase. I was thinking how so many of you are in the prime of your youth, in the most energetic phase of your life, in your 20s. And just see how you're sacrificing those energies for the service of Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu. How could you do more? It seems impossible. But it is possible if you beg the Panchatattva, let me see how to increase. I can't see myself, but you please show me. We want amazing things to happen. Those amazing things come from sacrifice. The first sacrifice is to chant the holy name with attention. Then we're ready to face the day. So many of you have received so much care and so much attention. If you will simply beg Advaita Acharya, beg the Panchatattva, that you can begin to intensely sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna, particularly by helping others to be Krishna conscious, we'll see a big increase. Sometimes even there are setbacks before the increase comes. Krishna can test you. How serious are you really to assist me? So there may be some roadblock, but if you keep going, you'll see. When you're eager to do something, you don't let anything get in the way. When there are setbacks, that's a chance to increase the enthusiasm. My hope is that this spirit that you develop, you'll keep it through all your various phases of life. We don't just want this to be something that you're doing in your 20s or early 30s. We want you to maintain this spirit throughout all your whatever ashram phases you go through. Indeed, I have been pleased to see some of our householders, they are so charitable, so generous, so sacrificial, as true Vedic householders should be, what to speak of Vaishnava householders. Always trying to help, always being outgoing, expansive, rather than material household life, which is just focused on the activities in the little home and selfishness. So my hope is that all of you, throughout all your phases in life, will keep this spirit of sacrificing for Lord Chaitanya. And this way, you can chant and dance in ecstasy with a free heart, with a pure heart. Any questions?
Yes.
When you see this the suffering of people and the state of the world, how do you not become overwhelmed by that?
What do you mean overwhelmed?
Letting it drag you down.
You become dragged down if you think there's no solution. But there is a solution. So actively work for the solution. You become dragged down thinking, oh, too much. Oh, how will it ever change? Remember Srila Prabhupada's poem right before he got off the boat in the USA. He commented how much these people are in the control of passion and ignorance. How will they ever come out of Maya? But then he said, it's by your will, Krishna, that they went under the influence of Maya. By your will, they can come out of Maya because you're the supreme mystic. And I know if they simply hear Bhagavatam, the sound vibration will release them from the clutches of Maya. So yes, you should be aware of the dense darkness of ignorance and the countless problems. But at the same time, you should feel, be quite sure there is a solution. You feel overwhelmed only when you think there's no solution. Remember Advaitacharya's example. He looked all around and saw not a trace of bhakti. So he was proactive. He called for the descent of Lord Chaitanya. Anything else?
Yes. Maharaj, I was just wondering about preaching where sometimes you encounter people that you can't handle like yourself, like particularly someone like me that's kind of a bit fragile. Yeah. Then what should you do? Should you hand them on to other people or?
Yes, you have to recognize what your medical talents are at the present moment in time. If you're just getting yourself together, it won't be so easy for you to try to help others in a complex way. But you can gently encourage everyone to chant Hare Krishna, to read the books, associate with devotees. You have to start somewhere. Right? And then gradually your medical abilities will increase as you become more Krishna conscious. Where does the fragility come from?
Me having just started.
Well, that quality or that characteristic is quite prevalent because of drug use. The drug use puts people on edge. It makes them paranoid and easily upset. It goes away after a few years, but it does make for some rocky times at first. But the young people have put themselves into this situation using drugs, so if they're smart, they'll just invest some time in de-drugging themselves. It takes a while for those effects to wear off. Be patient and tolerant. Whatever you do, don't jump out of the shower. Stay in and keep scrubbing. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Cling to the holy name with great determination. You can pray, my mind may be wild and mad, but the holy name of Krishna will tame it. How much is it worth to you to get yourself together in Krishna consciousness? Is it worth a life's endeavor? So then go about things in that way. Once you can get yourself together, you can help others. You have to start somewhere. So you all should be well educated, well behaved, generous, charitable in spirit, and let people see the wonderful qualities of devotees. It may take some time for people to come around, but it's like one person I was talking to last night. She had been attending Dr. Krishna's sessions. And she said 3 years ago, she had come to the conclusion she should get more into spiritual life. That was 3 years ago. And finally now she's activating that desire. You have to understand, remember, those of you who've forgotten, what it's like living the hectic pace today. It's easy for years to go by before you act on your inclination. Oh yeah, 3 years ago I meant to do this. People are kept at such a frantic pace these days. Of course, Wellington has a bit more pep than other places. Auckland is notorious for the non-committals. Ages for Aucklanders to come around. What one Sankirtan devotee was telling me. He was distributing books and he met someone who said, oh yeah, I've been meaning to come to your place. You know, I've been planning to come to your place on Broadway and Newmarket. We haven't been on Broadway and Newmarket for like, I don't know, 6 years or something. But so, you know, I've been meaning to come to that place. It's so easy to get swept away. Those of you who are working or going to school, you can see how easily take your eyes off the road, your hands off the steering wheel, you can be swept away. So have some compassion for people who they're so besieged. They're drowning so much in all these artificial responsibilities and obligations and passions and quests and achievements. Years ago they may have thought Krishna consciousness is a good thing, I should investigate it, but they can easily just be blown off the track. The nature of Maya is entanglement. It's like holding on to a tar baby, try to put the baby down, but you know, you can't. It's a tar. It's everything is stuck to you because of the tar. You see, generally ladies, they like picking up babies and holding them. So you pick up the tar baby of Maya and hold it. Emanate some warm fuzzies from your heart. And then you, okay, I'll put the child down. You can't, it's stuck to you. It's tar baby. That's the nature of material energy. Even people have that expression. Okay, I'll just get stuck into it. Right? That's an accurate expression. You will get stuck into it. To spread Krishna consciousness effectively, we require competence and expertise. You all have so many abilities, but underneath all those abilities, underneath all the energy, has to be compassion and a spirit of sacrifice. I'm happy that so many of you feel enthusiastic that you have a chance to make a difference, to use your energies, your vigor, for the highest purpose. So I'm very happy about that. But let us increase. So in our build-up for Gaur Purnima, as we celebrate Advaitacharya's appearance day today, and next week Nityananda Prabhu's appearance, in our build-up, let us beg for the vision to increase, the energy to increase, the compassion to increase. One way I see the increase happening is with the university catering, and now try to start some cooking clubs. I like it that all the devotees feel a challenge. Everyone feels some individual challenge so they can increase their Krishna consciousness, because when you have a service that challenges you, you're always thinking, without Krishna's help, I can't do this. Everyone should have a service like that. Often it's just a challenge to listen to someone else, to be coordinated by someone else. Often that's a challenge. Then you have to pray to Krishna about that. Everything in Krishna consciousness should be a challenge. That was Prabhupada's formula. When everything is a challenge, then you have to beg Krishna for ability to do it. When things become routine, mechanical, then you start taking it easy, and then the mind starts contemplating material desires. But when there's a challenge in Krishna consciousness, you're right there on the edge, pushing forward. Yes?
I was wondering if you could speak a bit about how bhakti decreased after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, because it seems like it's not so long ago, so how come there's not so many devotees?
This is the material world, so the time factor is there, deteriorating. So the time factor deteriorates, but Krishna and his devotees come again and again and get things going. And then, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Sakkalana Mahata Yoga Nashta Prantapa. In the course of time, the message was lost, so Krishna came again. So it's always going on like that. This is, you're not You're not in the pure spiritual atmosphere. This is the material world. You're trying to be Krishna conscious and distribute Krishna consciousness within the material world. Naturally, whenever the Supreme Lord departs from ordinary vision, there'll be disturbances. Whenever the Lord's personal emissaries, like Srila Prabhupada, disappear, there'll be disturbances. That's to be expected. That's also part of personalism. You can't expect things to go on exactly as they did in the presence of such extraordinary personalities. But the sincere devotee takes their instructions into his or her heart and tries to rectify the situation. Personalism means to understand the personal impact of the presence of the Supreme Lord and his personal emissaries. Naturally, when the Lord and his emissaries disappear from ordinary vision, there's going to be an effect. There has to be. That's personalism. But the sincere devotees of the Lord work hard to keep things on track. So one would be quite naive and idealistic, foolish, to think there wouldn't be any effect. You know, people have their material desires. They have their material goals. So Krishna gives them the opportunity for that. Look at Prichit Maharaj. He didn't have to accept the curse of the Brahmana boy Sringhi, but he understood this is Krishna's plan. I've held off Kali Yuga long enough. Now I've got to leave so Kali Yuga can come. As long as I'm around, there won't be Kali Yuga. But there are people who want Kali Yuga, so I have to go. So Prichit Maharaj said, okay, let me be cursed. Let the snake bird come and bite me. Whatever this young Brahmana boy has said, it doesn't matter. I just want to go on hearing the glories of Krishna. Earlier, though, he kept Kali Yuga in check. Right after the battle of Kurukshetra, Kali Yuga started. But it was kept in check by Yudhisthira and Prichit Maharaj. Then, finally, Prichit Maharaj left. You see, Krishna fulfills everyone's desires. Why is there Kali Yuga? Because there are countless living entities who want to experience the devilish delights of Kali Yuga. So they get their chance. Then there are sincere devotees who can go back to Godhead very easily in Kali Yuga because Lord Chaitanya gives out love of Krishna very freely. I was just reading of one lady devotee who left her body in Mayapur last year. She was a householder lady with kids and a husband. She had muscular cirrhosis. And she went to Mayapur to leave this world, as we all must. And, you know, she had to detach herself from her two sons. Mothers are very attached to their sons, even more than they are attached to the husband. And so, in her last days, she was just hearing and chanting about Krishna. And then one day, she started crying. And her husband asked her, well, why are you crying? She said, Krishna has come. He's asked me to come dance with him, but I couldn't say yes. And the husband asked her, well, who are you anyway? She said, oh, I'm a young girl in Vrindavan. Then a few days later, she was laughing and smiling. And so the boys asked her, what happened? She said, Srimati Radharani came and asked me to dance with Krishna. And she told me, you can't say no to me. And then a few days later, she left this world. So, you might say, well, she's just a Mataji. I thought, I thought in order to go back to Godhead, you had to be a sannyasi. Krishna just sees the heart. The particular ashrams are just there to facilitate the cleaning of the heart and the dedication of the heart. The performance of bhakti. The whole goal of the ashram, the particular ashram you have, is so that you can render devotional service effectively. So, and Krishna is independent also. He can favor whomever he likes. So evidently he favored this Mataji to the extent that she left this world on Rasa Purnima. Some of you have also read this book, Simple for the Simple. Yes, that shows you. No, she was just a Mataji. A householder with children. But she was such a dedicated servant of the devotees, especially the Sankirtan devotees. So Krishna is merciful to everyone. He knows the lady devotees, they may think like that. Oh, we won't go back to Godhead. We have so many attachments. We're just Matajis. So then he has, apparently ordinary lady devotees speak such exalted things. Krishna takes advantage of the lady's communicative nature. When men devotees leave, generally they don't talk like that. To a few of their intimate associates, they may say something. Just like before, my god brother, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, left. So I asked him what his relationship with Krishna was. He told me, but they don't say out loud. But just to give mercy to the ladies and take advantage of their tell everything ability. Krishna has them say like that. To encourage the ladies. Otherwise they think, oh, it's hopeless. We have children, husband, minds are so absorbed in this and that. So Krishna shows you a life of dedication to devotional service. Yes. The Matajis also can go back to God. They can dance with Krishna in spiritual bodies. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Coming down to us through disciplic succession. Sometimes other Vaishnava groups, small Vaishnava groups, they say, oh, but you're not hearing about Rasa Lila every day. You're not getting the highest nectar. But Srila Prabhupada knew how to arrange for his followers to get the best through a life of selfless service to Lord Chaitanya. Not a life of spiritual selfishness. Well, we're the highest, so we should hear about the highest. No, we are the lowest, but we want to serve the highest. That's actually the proper mood. We don't want to enjoy Krishna. We want Krishna to enjoy our service. Then when Krishna invites us, we'll enter into his pastimes. We're not going to artificially force our way in. You can't do that. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.